This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, we conclude this message from Luke 6 about defining moments in your life by looking at a defining moment in the life of someone from the past, Charles Colson. Charles Colson was the man who founded Prison Fellowship. He died not too long ago. He led a dramatic life story that we want to share with you by talking about his coming to Christ through a man by the name of Tom Phillips, who brought the defining moment into Chuck Colson's life through his witness. God bless you as you listen at the conclusion of this message on defining moments. During that year process, we got to meet a lot of people, and one of the people we met was a man by the name of Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips' name doesn't mean probably anything to anybody here, but he happened to be the man who led Charles Colson to Christ. Charles Colson was the man who worked for Richard Nixon as an attorney. He went to prison because of the Watergate scandal, and he was involved in all of that. And it was during that time in his life that he met Tom Phillips, and he was not a Christian. He said he didn't even know who Jesus was. I want you to listen to what he talks about. Tom Phillips says that Charles Colson was in his house, and instead of witnessing to him, maybe in the traditional way, he said, "Chuck, do you mind if I read to you a chapter out of a book by C.S. Lewis, a book called Mere Christianity?" He said, "It's a chapter on pride." And he read to Chuck Colson this chapter on pride. And here's what he said. He told how that when he was hearing these words about pride being the ultimate anti-God attitude for a Christian or a non-Christian, pride makes me an enemy of the Lord. I hope you realize that, even if you're a believer. A man who's filled with pride, a woman who's filled with pride, becomes an enemy of the Lord. God resists the proud and gives his grace to the humble. So he read this chapter to Colson without interruption. And Colson would say, "I saw my whole life go before me. My life was one issue of pride after another." And he said that he'd realized that pride was the chief cause of misery in his life and in the life of his family and the life of the nation. And then I want you to listen. He left Tom Phillips' house, got in his car, and Tom had one of those long driveways that led out of his property. And he said this, "As I drove out of Tom's driveway, the tears were flowing uncontrollably. There were no street lights, no moonlight. The car headlights were flooding illumination before my eyes. But get this, I was crying so hard, it was like trying to swim underwater." You don't have to raise your hands, but have you ever wept like that where you couldn't even see because you were weeping so strongly? What a description. "I was crying so hard, it was like trying to swim underwater. I pulled to the side of the road not more than 100 yards from Tom's driveway, tires sinking into the mounds of pine needles. I remember hoping that Tom and his wife wouldn't hear me sobbing, and the only sound other than the chirping of the crickets was that penetrated the still of the night. With my face cupped in my hands, my head leaning against the steering wheel, I forgot about the pretenses, about fears of being weak, and as I did, I began to experience a wonderful feeling of being released. And then came the strange sensation that water was not only running down my cheeks, but surging through my body as well." What happened to Chuck Colson? That was the defining moment in his life, when something he said, something he did, and something he decided changed the course of his life forever. Today could be a defining moment for somebody in this room. This day could be a defining moment in your life when you yield your heart and your mind and your spirit to the Lord Jesus Christ. It can happen today. Let's pray together.
Well, I hope you realize that today could be a defining moment for you to decide that Jesus Christ is Lord. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Share with us your defining moment today. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.